I'm just thinking, Barry, of all those Saturday nights this season where you've been left frustrated, annoyed, angry, does a 13-minute spell like that and the dramatic nature and the significance of a win like that kind of make up for it all?
We'll certainly take it, Joel. If we had to do it every week, I'd be happy enough.
I mean, it's an amazing way to win a football match, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a fantastic game today. I thought we started well from the off. Obviously, found ourselves behind 1-2, and the character and the desire that the players showed on the field today was first class.
How much did you learn about individuals in that dressing room today as you continue what you've described as this sort of get-to-know-you process?
Listen, they were asked to do a job today, and they showed that they have the desire to do that, Joel. The big question now is, you know, the games, I guess, look after themselves, or so I'm told all the time. Can we deliver now the second punch? Can we go next week and do the same again?
Mm. But Michael and Sammy were saying, even a 2-0 down, that you would have had every right to feel hard done by, given how you'd played it, even during that part of the game.
Yeah, and we did feel hard done by, Joel, to be honest with you. I thought we bossed large patches of it. We certainly were very favourably, you know, won the ball, played a lot. You know, two sloppy goals for us to concede, in particular the penalty, when we don't need to make a challenge like that. But what a reaction from the boys on the field, you know.
And is it nice, Barry, when you make a change, whenever someone who comes on has that kind of impact so quickly?
Yeah, listen, impact, players on the field, the ones that came on, the ones that sat on the bench, the boys that didn't get involved today at all, they're all buzzing inside, and that's what it's all about for me at the minute.
And this is a Cliftonville team from before, whenever you arrived, that has struggled to get any kind of momentum going, Barry. It's the first time that the players have put back-to-back league games, league victories together since last December. So how important now is it to, as you said, you know, to kick on and to try to make it 3 in a row, 4 in a row, to get some sort of forward momentum now?
Exactly, Joel. Beating Linfield at home today is nice, but unless you can go on and build on that, it doesn't really matter, you know, what the scoreline was today. But we're in a very positive place after the performance in particular. The result just tapped it all off for us. And, you know, maybe this week the players won't just have to listen to me as much as they have in the last few weeks past.
they might enjoy that, Barry. One last question before you go. I know you've come out very quickly to speak to us, and we really appreciate that, but I'm not sure if you've had a chance to find out how Tomás Cosgrove is. It looked a bad injury at the time.
Yeah, he's in hospital at the minute with a severe concussion. We've seen some of the photos of his face and the injury and stuff like that, so we haven't had an update after the game, but we plan to get that very shortly.